I mean, you could say that on the podcast too. Like,
that's the unrecorded lead in now.
That's fair. That is totally fair. But you know, we do have the explicit tag, and you know, I mean, I don't know if that's explicit. If saying like something controversial, maybe controversial. I don't know. I'm sure you can make an argument.
You got a couple tribe members here, so you know that would not be would not be kosher, as we like to say.
Sean converted though. Does that still count?
What?
That makes him more Jewish.
Yeah, I agree.
He has to try.
Agree with them, but I've kind of walked it back a little bit. But this one, very Jewish.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you,
where,
Max.
Where were you at camp today?
A Jewish tennis camp.
Oh.
Where the camp just had all Jews, and it was just Jews, and they even did the Israeli Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I didn't realize you did that there.
Wait, what? What is the Israeli? You like?
You
wow.
They do what's it?
They do Hantifa.
Yeah, that's the anthem, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the matzah for which we stand.
So I used to go over OJ's house when I was a kid and eat all his matzah because we never had any in our house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy.
that's not even close to the craziest thing that he and I have done together.
Like what?
I went to a much more intense Jewish camp as a kid, which is like not like socially acceptable to talk about anymore.
Oh, well, do you want to talk about it? We have like the first 30 minutes of this podcast is all like bullshit before we even get to a television show. So, and you want to.
And before he continues, we're not talking about anywhere in Poland.
Okay. No, we are not. No, we are not. However, that is not the controversial reason. So, I went to a socialist labor movement Zionist camp.
My God. Okay. What does that entail?
So, it was run as a commune.
Okay, sure.
I started going there when I was, think, 8. And it was run full-blown as a commune. And as you progress through it, eventually when you get 16, you spend the summer in Israel. And then after you graduate high school, you are actually encouraged to stick with it. And then you spend a year in Israel with your cohort from your camp. And then their overall goal is to actually get you to move there and make Aliyah. And they have these whole groups called Gareens, which are actually like little communes set up all around Israel, affiliated with several kibbutzes. It was like, at the time, we're talking about the 90s, so that was fine.
Yeah. That's when Israel wasn't the bad guy, because, you know, like, they keep switching back and forth every 20 years or so.
This is when Palestine was still suicide bombing everywhere in, like, Tel Aviv.
Sure. And that's the best time to go, right?
Make it flat.
Well, I mean, that was the whole point, right? They're trying to encourage people to move there to, like, kind of, like, show the Palestinians that, like, hey, this is ours.
Well, like...
I don't know. I don't want to get...
I'm going to go into a little history.
Very heavy topic.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, maybe
We're going to lighten up a little bit, but the history of Jewish camps in America, which most of them are funded in part by the Israeli government.
Interesting.
And this was a whole program started after Israel was founded post-World War II to repopulate the Jews, because the best way to get Jewish babies is to put a whole bunch of 16-year-olds without supervision together all summer. And it has been incredibly effective. Like, the number of people that I went to camp with who married other people that we went to camp with when we were kids and now have sent their kids to that camp.
Good Lord.
There's like fourth generation kids who have gone there. It's fucking crazy. But that camp was also used to smuggle weapons in Israel for the 1948 war. So let me throw that in. Armed smuggling, socialist labor movement, Zionist camp.
It's a secret sex camp to populate the, like, what are you talking?
Yeah. A lot of freaky shit happened. But the fun thing was at that camp, like, the closest camp to us, this was in southeastern Pennsylvania, the closest camp to us was a Quaker camp about 5 miles down the road. And if you know anything about Quakers, they're pacifists. So, like, when we would fucking pull pranks, we would, go on night hikes, go out to the Quaker camp, and, like, fuck with them. Like, break into their bathrooms, unscrew their shower heads, put tea bags in all their fucking shower heads, things like that. But they couldn't do anything back.
Well, but pacifism doesn't mean, like, you can't prank,
you
right?
Have you been around a Quaker, Matt?
No. I've lived a very, like, sheltered life around, you know, all my fellow atheists.
And I'm not talking about the delicious Quaker Oats man who provided me many breakfasts over the year. No, they are the most milquetoast of the East Coast whites.
Damn.
But, like, not into anything. They just exist.
So what do they do? Like, is it, I mean, I'm sure Quaker is religious, right? So it's not like...
But they also have... You go, Sean. They also have friend schools, which are a Quaker system of schools, which are all around the country. And, like, they're set up, like, they're, like, I'd say comparable to Montessori schools. And, like, they're just, like, okay. It's a different education program. But, sure. Like, friend schools are all set up of, like, zero conflict allowed in this school whatsoever.
Wow. So like a zero tolerance policy, you get like kicked out of your house if you start a fight.
I don't think you're punished. I think you just have to do penance.
Okay. All right. Fair. Oh, man.
I finally have Dad's chair.
Well, this is as good as time to any to point out that we have not one but two special guests with us. Max, whose recurring role, now is... Oh, now he has a special Max chair. But also our good friend Jesse from a very long time ago. We got back in touch after through Sean, and now you're on the podcast. Welcome, sir.
Hi. Pleasure to be here.
And you can feel free. I hope this is not just one appearance. You are welcome to come back as many times as you want.
You made me fall on the table.
Well, my horribly busy life on Tuesdays as a bum who doesn't even drink anymore. I'll see what I can do.
What do you do for fun when you can't drink? Or, well, I guess I don't drink that much either. But like, I guess going to bars is really boring.
No, going to bars is fun as long as you're drunk.
Okay, that's fair.
Sure. Going to bars. Going to bars sober is the worst thing on earth.
And having to remain that way, yeah.
Do you have to drive people home, or you just literally go and just kind of hang out at like a long wooden table?
They have a cage for them in the back.
Oh, that's fair.
As someone who greatly respects wood, sometimes I go just for the table.
That's fair. That's totally fair. That's what happens when you grow up in Vermont, right? Or go to school in Vermont. You appreciate wood.
I dropped out of school in Vermont.
His respect for wood is like lifelong. I mean, I remember when you had that porch, your parents had that porch put on the back of your house, and that was, you respected the porch.
I remember that. The fucking mahogany floor. That's a quality porch. And like,
wait, a mahogany porch? That is like bougie as hell.
Never requires.
Surprisingly true.
Fair enough.
And like Sean can tell you, like my whole thing when I was Max's age was I just brought home the biggest sticks I could find.
Yeah, I've told him so many times about that time we took a curtain rod and we hauled that massive piece of whatever.
So that giant weight is somewhere still on Cook Lane. It's buried,
like 40 pounds, like that.
Oh, that thing! Like we were both like 8 at the time, so we weighed probably like 45 pounds a pop. But like, I think that thing had to weigh probably close to 60 pounds. Like I think it was a weight off of like some high tension cables or something.
It was in the creek. It wasn't even like. Yeah.
What if it was like.
The previous group of kids had dragged it out there to throw it at shit.
So it just continued. Although you buried it, so it's still like somewhere there, right? So it's not like
I didn't bury it. We just sort of abandoned it because it was too heavy for us to move, and then like it's been there for 30 years.
Fair enough. Steve, welcome.
Oh, hello.
What's going on, sir?
Not too much. How are you?
I am living the dream, man. How are things on your end?
Very good.
Good.
Doing my best.
Very good. We have our friend Jesse on the pod this fine evening.
Hey, Jesse. Welcome aboard.
Hey Steve. Happy 20-year high school graduation.
Thanks.
Wait, is it really been 20 years?
There's an email?
There's an email?
Oh, yes. It was from one of the Vorstegs. It was riddled with pop culture references that
oh man, you guys, I gotta find this.
Where let me pull it up and I can.
Did you feel
saw that in my inbox? I was like, how do you have my email?
I think I talked to Tommy like 2 years ago on Instagram.
See, I've talked to, I always forget which one I've talked to. They showed up in a movie I was watching recently.
Weird.
Really?
They were like background, whatever they call extras now, background.
Yeah, it's still.
Were they in your movie?
It was in a movie with Steve Buscemi, Helly from Severance.
Oh.
Okay.
And some other random guy. And it was about Steve Buscemi's like a quote unquote retired serial killer who's helping this writer like write a novel about being a serial killer and hijinks.
Oh, shit.
And they were like high school classmates of, I guess, the Helly character or what, I forget her name, that actor.
Yeah, that actor, either way. I'm surprised you guys keep in touch though, even through email with like, I don't know if like my, I still have my group of friends that sometimes I reach out to, but like, I don't talk to anyone from high school really, except you guys, like my friends. Not like, you know, I don't even know if anyone in my class is still like knows I exist. Because I think we had a Facebook group for our reunions and then I left Facebook. So I don't know. I don't know how they get in contact because our 20th is coming up and I have no idea what's happening.
We graduated high school 20 years ago next week.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Are you guys doing a reunion or is it just like not organized? Are you doing something? Well, where's the email? Let's hear
I'm
this.
I'm trying to find it. I know I didn't delete it because I was like, wow, this is crazy. Okay, here we go. It's from Johnny. And I forgot, I'm sorry that I doxed him, but I guess he's in the public sphere now, so.
I mean, it's fine. And it's also first name only, so.
I'm not going to.
He's got a SAG card.
Right. Oh, yeah, he's good.
I feel like it would be better if I did it in the, if I let the mouse read this, so.
Okay, all right.
All right, all right.
Feels more appropriate for the tone of the email.
Lay it on us.
Please don't make me break here. I'm going to try to do this. Yeah.
Wait,
right.
Why? What is it?
All right.
Assemble. Oh, boy. The time has come to rip. See? Sorry. Wrong thread. What the hell was that about? Our 20-year high school reunion. I've invited so many fellow hillbillies. What the hell is a hillbilly? Man, I need some more words. Have reached out asking about a reunion. even offering to help with planning. Stay tuned. I'm in the early. This is boring, but it's on Columbus Day, apparently. I didn't know that was a thing anymore.
You can't say that, right? Isn't that like.
I can't believe it's been gurgle. What? Vingery? What's this guy going on about? Sounds like Mr. Disney after I've been having some fun with the freezer. 2 years since we're catapulted like sardines in a giant slingshot. Anybody? Kissy face with the heart. This is getting weird. What is this a reunion of?
Wait, so how many, like, how much of this is like the ers and the, is that all written in the email? Like,
yeah,
someone took the time.
It's in there. I'm adding my own stuff, but there's some weird shit in here. Oh, he references Mean Girls. Book socks. You guys remember book socks?
Book socks.
Of course.
Yeah. I remember turning book socks into do-rags. That was the best part.
That was their only purpose.
Oh, that sounds like a job for Snow Mickey. We'll bring him out later. something about AIDS.
Wait, what?
they both support an AIDS charity.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
Yeah. The last thing, too.
All right.
How dare you? You need to calm down, Tiny Tim. something. I don't know why there's chiming. Yeah. They just kind of go on and on and on for a while. I'll send it to you guys. This is weird. I don't know.
So is any of it planning the reunion, though?
My Tamagotchi.
I didn't know Tamagotchis had two-way messaging on them.
I didn't know.
Tamagotchis did not have two-way messaging on them. They had zero connectivity.
Do the new ones have anything? Like, I know they still make them. Like, is like, do they? Now they're probably way more expensive to capitalize on nostalgia, which clearly sells because that's all that email was.
I will tell you that I bought Not So New Girl a brand new Tamagotchi like 2 months ago.
The Tamagotchi.
Are they fancy or are they exactly the same?
There are fancy ones, although I don't think they support two-way messaging.
Fair.
Well, Mouse.
They do exist still. And you can still kill them the same way you used
to. Really? Good. They still poop?
Yes.
I hope so.
You can kill Tamagotchis?
Yeah, you just don't feed them. Kind of like what happens if I didn't feed you.
Oh, yeah. You can kill me easier than I killed my wife.
Wait, so you killed Tamagotchis?
No, I never owned a Tamagotchi. But you can talk to Shelby about that.
And I can kill them?
Talk to her about it.
Wait, when they die, can you reset them?
Yes.
This is what I would do. Before they die, I would probably bring them to this table and probably slam it on the table as hard as it is.
Oh, Mr. Antlers would have liked you!
What?
Close personal friend of yours, Mickey? I thought Donald was closer to him than you were.
Oh, that dog's a Nazi!
I've seen the cartoon that Mr. Disney tries to.
They do love him in Sweden, and the Swedes were Nazis. So, like,
do they still talk about that?
I thought the Norwegians were more Nazi than the Swedes.
I thought Norway was like very like. No, Ireland was neutral. Norway wasn't, right?
Ireland was neutral. Was the only country to send Germany condolences upon Hitler's death.
They were too drunk to realize.
In all fairness, the Irish did really hate the British.
They hated it.
Okay. That kind of makes sense, I guess. Were they rooting for the Nazis the whole time, even though they were neutral?
Who would you ask that to?
The Battle of Britain started off. But like entirely self-servingly, you know?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
They're like, better than
me. I'm pretty sure I don't want to speak for them because I'm not a member of that group, but I'm pretty sure the Irish did hate British people and Jews and gypsies. So, like, their alignment's questionable.
You can't even say one of those words anymore.
No,
it's true.
You can't say Jew.
Okay, what's the correct? Isn't that the correct term? What is the correct term now?
Say
Jewish person.
Jewish person.
Yeah, you can say Jew.
Jewish person.
Gypsy. You're not supposed to say gypsy anymore.
Why?
It's apparently racist against gypsies.
Or
gypsies aren't a race.
Well, it's also one of those things. It's like it's okay to say you're black, but you can't say a black. Like that's racist.
Saying a Jew? Yeah, that's super unacceptable.
Okay.
Or, as my nickname was in high school, the Jew.
That's not acceptable anymore?
I got away with some shit.
You just got to emphasize the there like they do with Ohio State. You just got to really ride that.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Anywho, we got very... No, it's a, I mean... They're keeping your company in business, Mickey.
What company?
Mickey's out of business.
Disney.
Oh,
is...
that company. Yeah.
Did you stop paying attention when you got rid of Kathleen Kennedy? Is that how it happened?
Yeah, she is. She kind of stopped making noises a few weeks ago. I'm going to check on her. I looked over Mr. Disney. I gave her a few posts to not nibble on.
How'd that go?
I don't know. I thought he would like it in life, so that's why I gave it to him in death.
Oh,
thank
God
for Disney killing the public domain for the last 90 years.
Yeah. They just lost Steamboat Willie, and they're still pissed about it.
Yeah, after 100 fucking years.
Yeah, my God, they keep pushing that back for... But I guess it's only the old Mickey. Do you think they'll ever let the newer Mickeys go? Or is that just like they're going to keep trying to push for the 100-year thing?
What are the newer Mickeys?
Well, they lost
the... Willie Mickey is now public domain.
Which is why you see a lot of like different, you know, like small budget movies and or video games where just they kind of use the likeness of old Mickey. And there's nothing
I
want
to lap so I could see all the fan films made where people are doing Steamboat Willies to other people.
That's fair. So it's all just for you when you're high on lewds to enjoy.
Yo, man, you know where to get lewds? I've been looking for them for the last 20 years.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore at all. I don't even think the dark web has them. Like, are they even manufactured by any pharmaceutical company anymore?
No, in theory, you can get them in Canada, but they're under the name Mandrax, but it is methylquinone. But it's not the same as lewds were in.
Quite ready to release. I have a girlfriend, fiance in Canada, because I'm a walking cliche. Anyway, sorry, continue your story. I actually am interested in these.
So the dude I ran a dispensary for in Vermont, he was like the low-level wise guy in the city in the 70s and 80s. And like he used to be like a major player in the lewd game. And like he just told me like the crazy stories about it. I just want to like back up a step. He was the worst person I've ever met in my life. He was so bad that I quit the job, then sued for hostile workplace and won my unemployment case.
Good Lord.
That's how shitty of a person he was. He refused to be sworn in during the hearing.
That kind of automatically hurts your case, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially because I had free reign to say whatever I want. And like, look, I'm not going to incriminate myself on any fraud. I'm going further.
Fair. But like, how are you run a dispensary and also be an asshole? That seems like polar opposites.
Nah, man, dispensary owners are the worst people.
Yeah. Really?
Seems like
they're like one step above club promoters as far as the worst people on earth.
Good Lord. Now I'm looking up, where methylquinone is actually like produced. Yeah, it is only in Canada.
Mandrax, man.
It's a Schedule 3 narcotic and requires a prescription, but is no longer manufactured. And it's banned. It's legal in Canada, but it's banned in India.
It's banned in where?
India.
What the heck? It doesn't have a hole for him.
And it's technically legal here, obviously, but like, you just can't get it. So they didn't have to make it illegal.
You're right. Well, benzos took over the whole sedative market.
That's totally fair. So what's the difference? Like, is there like a high difference? Like, do druggies know the difference between a Quaalude and a benzo?
I can't tell you because I've never taken a Quaalude in my life.
That was a general question. That was not directed at a specific person.
But talking to people who have taken Quaaludes and are familiar with benzos, you will never hear someone talk about benzos nearly as highly as they talk about Quaaludes.
Fair enough. I guess, you can't manufacture drugs that good anymore.
Like, it's such a good drug that they had to eradicate it from existence.
What are the downsides? There's got to be some, like, can you just...
It was GHB before GHB existed.
Okay, fair enough. Damn.
Like...
What if you're an immortal mouse?
This pod took a turn. This is like very educational, but not in the way I thought it would be. I love this. All right. Speaking does anybody go ahead? Sorry.
Academically speaking, throwback to tie into what we were talking about earlier, which is who's the only president of the U.S. who identified as a Quaker?
Who identified as a Quaker?
Yes. It's got to be someone random like Ford or Martin Van Buren.
No, the Little Magician was not a Quaker.
Dang it.
I'm going to go Gerald Ford because he was so milquetoast.
Yes.
Oh, Nixon. Fuck.
It's Nixon.
Damn. He was Richard a terrible fucking Quaker.
Milhouse Nixon.
Yeah, he was a stone cold drunk.
Like, he didn't, he was still, Vietnam was still happening, and isn't that like way against pacifism?
It was Kissinger. Well, he was like, Mr. President, we've accidentally bombed Cambodia. And he's like, wow, give me more whiskey.
Well, that was also Curtis LeMay. He just loved fucking bombing Asia.
Yeah, but Kissinger was no picnic.
You're right, but like Curtis LeMay wanted to nuke like 100 miles of Korea just to make sure that China was denied access.
Would you miss it? Would you miss it?
Like, again, he would have nuked like the northern part of North Korea. I don't think anyone would have known.
If anything, North Korea would get brighter for a minute. Steve.
Low to it.
Yeah. Right. Steve, how? What about anything? Any interesting news stories or movies, TV stuff on your end? What have you been watching lately? I know with all your travel.
I just finished season two of Your Friends and Neighbors.
I also did this weekend.
Now I really wish season three was already out.
I know, right?
That season two left me. I want to say like disappointed, but I was like. Really?
Pleased with how they stuck the landing on it, but like left it open.
Yeah. I was kind of like a little bit let down because there's no immediate season three to jump into with everything. Especially how Coop is basically just kind of keeping up the lies.
Well, here's the interesting thing.
And this cleverness can't really get him out of it.
Season one ended so like well so that well, like yeah. You could have ended it there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this on I think a couple episodes ago. Agreed. But like well, I'm curious. I guess they knew they were getting a season three, but yeah. I'm curious why they didn't kind of like, you know, like kind of button it up like they did the first season. I guess they just wanted to, you know, I don't know. It's very interesting to me that they did such a good job of ending it in such a like a wrapped up in a bow moment that they leave this season on a cliffhanger is kind of like.
Do they still have their original showrunner?
Do that? I think so.
I think so.
Let me see.
I also kind of like the, the tease almost reminded me of like the Skyler White. Is she going to when is she going to find out that Walt is who he is with? I thought that was solid. I think she's like onto it.
Well, she really thinks she'll care though.
That lawyer part of it is interesting. I think she'll care of it when she's writing her book. I think that book is going to be a pivot in the next season.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, Jonathan Troper is still involved. So he's been the showrunner for 2 years and he will be the showrunner for season three.
I hope the sister sticks around. I do like her as a character.
The sister was like, ever since the beginning, I really liked her. Like, she has a really cool story. And the fact that, like, you know, kind of the way they portrayed is like harmless. Mental health issues, but like not harmless, but just kind of the way they kind of make it humorous in the beginning, but obviously it's serious. I kind of like that angle. And then she, you know,
the most likable bipolar you'll ever
there know. You go. That's the way I wanted to there say it. Go. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
The most likable bipolar person ever. Maybe because we didn't see that many of the other sides, but still.
Bipolar one or bipolar two?
I never said that.
What's the difference?
One, you're mostly manic. One, you're mostly depressed.
Yeah.
I'd say more manic than depressed, but.
Well, I don't know. We don't know the past. Like, that's the thing, because, like, obviously she's depressed a lot of the time because she can't even, like, live with her parents. Or maybe that is the mania because she will just show up on her ex-husband's front lawn and start playing music.
Yes.
So, like. That would be, I guess that would be considered manic unless you're doing that as a depressive episode, which would make no sense. Maybe?
So,
I don't know.
Bipolar 1 is defined by people having like full-blown mania. Bipolar 2, people have hypomania, which is they don't go like full-blown crazy, but they just go a little bit crazy. Interesting. But like, bipolar 1s are the scary ones for other people. Bipolar 2 is the scary for yourself.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
See, I think she'd be more on the spectrum of bipolar one based on that description.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. She didn't feel like necessarily a danger to herself at any point.
No. No. Like you said, very likable, for, you know, and I really hope we go deeper with her. Like, I loved and I want more. Anyway, like, do you think they can top Marston as, like, an added character? Like, oh, where do they go from here? One.
Yeah. That's a really hard one. Like, who would you add to that cast?
Also, a bit of a spoiler question. Who do you think is behind the van?
That's a really good question. Sean, I'll let you go since you...
I'm not at all sure that it isn't. What's her name? Olivia Munn.
That was what I was going to say, Olivia Munn.
Okay. Or something I don't remember her along name. That ilk.
I've never seen the show, but the question was who is behind the van, and my guess is going to be Matt Foley.
Nah, he's just in the van down by the river. He's harmless.
Damn.
I don't even think that van runs anymore.
Good Lord. The other question I had from picking off from last week. First of all, is there anything else we want to touch on your friends and neighbors? Because we were going to we can go into a deep dive later, but anything else you excited for season 3 wise? What you're looking at?
Season 3 wise, I want to find out who's behind the van. Also want to figure out since Coop is getting the money back, what that's going to look like. And then what his daughter decides to do.
Okay.
Oh, also what's going to become of the corpse of James Morrison.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously is getting fished up.
He's going to certainly find a way to haul him to the surface.
I really hope they figure out a way to bring him back, like some sort of vision in his head or something. Like the voice, like they've done that on other shows.
Like the ghost of his dad.
I don't know. I just hope they figure out a way to do it because I love
James Morrison. He's definitely dead, right?
He's got to be dead.
He's got to be dead, right?
He was dead twice already, though. And he seemingly came back.
Okay, maybe. I mean, I this one seems pretty dead.
Yeah, this time seems final. But
I felt bad for his son just after he was getting his swerve in.
I mean, in fairness, Cyclops was dead until he wasn't.
That's fair.
He's got a history with coming back.
He even came back in Westworld. So, you know, he, every show he seems to come back.
It's revealed that he's a robot.
He does get shot a lot in that show. He dies in like half of the episodes. That's another story.
Poor Teddy.
Yeah, I love Teddy. Other thing I wanted to bring up, I watched the first episode of Vampire Lestat.
Lestat.
Okay, thank you. That show is everything I hoped it would be. It is ridiculous, and it is not definitely like to be taken serious, but it's like, the best way I can describe it is, do you ever see the movie Malignant? Which I think is insanely underrated. So Malignant is camp, like the most ridiculous, stupid plot, but played totally straight. Like, don't acknowledge or, like, wink at the camera that this is what's happening at all. And that's the kind of what this is. It's like, this can't be taken seriously, but it is. And I love it for it. So highly recommend you give it a watch. I was very pleasantly surprised. I had no idea how they would follow up Interview with a Vampire, and this is perfect.
No one does gay vampires like Anne Rice.
You make a valid point.
Look, man, I went through my whole gay vampire fit phase. Like, you remember what I looked like when I was 17?
Right down to the glasses, too.
Damn.
It's kind of uncanny.
Yo, dude, do you still have our yearbook? Like, my yearbook picture, I look like the gayest vampire that ever lived.
I don't know if it's here. It's either here or it's in Atlanta at my aunt's house, but...
It's online, actually.
Oh, God, is it? They have yearbooks online now?
All of our yearbooks have been uploaded to the internet.
Good Lord, really? That's not a good thing.
That isn't a good thing at all.
No, the best thing about our yearbook was they fucked up because they had that fucking cut in the cover that was supposed to be Chris McKenna being thrown up in the air, and they just cut it in the wrong spot, and it's just an empty square of space.
We can't fix this, so...
Wow.
Let's see. Yearbooks. I'm on the Verona Public Library website. Is this gonna be fun?
No. It's on some different website where they like every yearbook in the country is uploaded to. Just search Verona High School 2006 yearbook.
Oh my god, it is. That was like, took no time to find.
Oh, going all the way back to 1921, too.
This is ridiculous.
So if you flip through it, you can find my picture, and you will acknowledge that.
Yeah.
That's a game vampire.
Like, you're on, like, what page is this? You are on page 7. You're like, one of the highlights of this yearbook.
They actually had to cut my superlative because I was in the yearbook too much.
You were the mascot.
I was the unofficial mascot who got banned from football games from showing up drunk.
Good for you.
Well, what else were you going to put in the jug?
That's impressive.
That jug.
What's going on with 1974? What are we doing here?
Oh, that font is sick.
They're just super recyclers.
They're super recyclers.
In the words of that kid from Curb Your Enthusiasm, I love it. It goes left and right and up and down. Can you get me one? A swastika? Yes.
Oh my god. All right.
If you ever want to mess with anyone, you can find anyone's yearbook picture now because of the internet and send it to them. And it's best if they don't even have your number saved, because that will just make it more uncomfortable.
That's fantastic. That's a really good idea if I ever want to like make someone feel weird.
Oh god.
I'm writing that down for later. Good to know. All right. TV shows. How long did we made 36 minutes without even like getting to the main, you know, the main thrust of the show. Well, as is tradition, I mean, if you want to, Mike, Mickey, that's up to you.
Oh, it's too much of a sausage fest for me, boys.
Sorry. The girls we had in the show abandoned us. Well, Knight didn't. I don't know what happened to Crystal. Anyway.
She just gave up. Coward.
Gave up. Jesse, as is tradition, it is your first episode, so you will get the chance to pick a show that we should watch if you want. Now, again, it's completely optional, but I don't know how much Sean told you about the way this thing works, because I doubt you've ever
listened. Nothing. Absolutely. I have zero context for anything.
Okay, so the podcast is called Binge Worthy. And what we do is every week someone new brings a TV show to the podcast, and we watch the person picks an episode and we watch that one episode together. And based on the strength of that one episode, we decide if the show is binge worthy or not. If a show is not like found binge worthy, you can bring another episode later, but it's still your pick. So we kind of just do that back and forth and then bullshit in between. So if you have a TV show that you want to bring forth, please, like, the floor is yours, but don't feel obligated.
I haven't binged anything new recently. I will say that last week I watched all 5 seasons of The Wire in 5 days.
Oh god, I don't think we've ever done The Wire, honestly.
So we did The Wire once.
Did we do The Wire? Oh no, we might have done it way long ago. Okay, I will go check
that one.
Okay, yeah, I'll check the records. But all right, what did you think of The Wire, Jesse? You obviously binged all the seasons, so you must have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's like my third go through. I'm one of those people who just like, I'm just like, all right, I'm a bum, so I just binge watch TV all the time. But I prefer to go. I find that everything written pre 2008 writer's strike is much better.
I mean, you're not wrong. Although there are some gems, we do occasionally, you know, get a show that's binge worthy from recent. We do like to keep the show relevant and to get, you know, more viewers. We do tend to like do whatever's new and hot in the shows. But all right.
I will present an unbinge worthy thing that's new that I watched today, actually.
All right, go for it. What is it?
Which is the season 9 premiere of Rick and Morty. Fucking trash.
Was it that bad?
Really? That's disappointing.
Trash.
Why was it so bad? Give me a lowdown here, because I haven't watched it yet.
Like, the plot of that show has just gotten so, it's jumped the shark so many times at this point that it's just like, cool, everyone is super powerful and indestructible, and like, cool, you chop Rick into fucking 10,000 pieces and blow him up and light him on fire, and it's just like, nah, we're gonna reform, blah, 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 blah. And, like, yeah, it's a show that should have ended 5 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And, like, it's just, like, the Szechuan sauce fucking nerds who just keep it going.
Listen,
you
that
die a hero or live long enough to become the Simpsons.
You're not wrong. And the thing is, the first three seasons of the show are great.
Yeah.
It really is the fans that ruined that fucking show. Yeah. Like, I don't like to admit that I'm a Rick and Morty fan because, like, it seems like you're just a douchebag if you do.
Well, you get associated with Justin Roiland then, and then
you can't do that anymore. Does he still make the games? Because those games are actually pretty fun. I don't know if they made like two, like the Rick and Morty guys made two video games, High on Life and then the sequel, which were actually really funny, like fun to play. I don't know if that was him though. So I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the Justin Roiland's not allowed to touch that property at all anymore.
Okay, that's fair. What is he doing now then? Ever since like he got two hits, he got Community and he got that, and then he kind of disappeared.
I'd assume he jerks off on his pile of money.
Chevy Chase had him killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard Chevy Chase is like really notoriously awful to work with.
Not if you're me.
Oh, yeah? You could put up with it?
Yeah. Man of the Year from 1996. Who was that kid from Home Improvement I own? JTT.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And George Wendt. That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I agree. Whatever happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Is he still around?
He just does. Is he a lawyer or something?
I don't think so.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No. I feel like he did like directing and production for a while, and I think I don't even know if he's in entertainment anymore.
I just read something about how the Home Improvement reboot is dead, and Tim Allen talked about it because Brad is in jail.
Charges? Yeah,
he served his time. He paid his debt to society.
Well, yeah. He's been a few times. He's had to pay some debts.
But Brad is in jail for I think domestic abuse, and the other two kids want nothing to do with it. Like they're just like, we're out of the industry.
They
pulled a Dewey.
Good for Dewey, by the way. I'm so glad that he like. And I haven't even watched the Malcolm in the Middle reboot. I've heard.
It was decent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just four episodes. It's fine.
All right. That's totally fair. Did it, like, have a, like, at least give conclusion to the story? Or is it, like, because the way the show ended back in the day, I was like, Malcolm's going to be president someday. And I don't think that happened, right?
Very much not.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's worth watching. It's a quick watch. It's four episodes. You could do it. Day. Easy.
I think the Scrubs reboot turned me around because I've been like really notoriously worried about how bad these are, and the Scrubs one was actually pretty decent. So I'm like, all right, I'll give them all a shot now. But
we don't talk about the last season of the original run of Scrubs.
They retconned it.
Yeah. Oh, it's completely retconned now.
They completely retconned it.
Yep. It didn't happen.
The Franco who's not James is removed from existence.
So even, so you know,
James Franco, I suppose.
Even Bill Lawrence, who doesn't even need Scrubs to come back because he has like three of the most successful shows of the last like 10 years under his belt now. Like, he, you know, Shrinking, Ted Lasso. He's done another one, right? Like after Scrubs that was really.
Well, he did Cougar Town.
He did Cougar Town.
What was the other one? Well, he had Rooster that just now, too.
He did Spin City? Spin City was fucking great.
Oh, Spin City was a great show. I agree with you. Spin City also led to the first revival of Charlie Sheen's career. Or second revival. No, second. It was second, because that was after the prostitution scandal.
Which one?
Yeah, good point. That's a great documentary, by the way, if you ever watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's very open about it. I thought it was actually really, really good. It's a lot of Richard's interviews. Yeah.
Good to know.
I just conflated Spin City and Just Shoot Me in my head for a second.
Yeah, David Spade. I don't know. I guess David Spade kind of faded into existence. They tried to bring him back with Joe Dirt too, and that didn't really work.
He's still in like the Sandler crew.
Oh yeah, because he doesn't have to actually do anything.
Yeah, he's like,
So just like, hey, you want to go on vacation and make $2 million? Cool. But Laura San Giacomo, that was a great childhood crush of mine.
Who? All right.
Who was also the other hooker that was best friends with Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
She's
interesting.
Didn't she also play Suicide Kings with our grown boy Jay Moore?
How did you feel about wrestling on mats that said donated by Jay Moore in 2-foot letters for your entire high school career?
That was...
I feel far more validated now that I've seen him on his podcast wearing the original Hillbilly on his hoodie. So...
Does he still, like, actually have his Verona High School hoodie?
Yeah, I thought he, like... He bought new ones. I feel like, because they're like recent.
I thought he, like, completely I don't think the Hillbilly was our mascot anymore.
No, the Hillbilly was our mascot at least through 2006.
No, it's still a mascot. We were up there 2 summers ago, and we went to like the town store or whatever, where the Verona, it was never the bowling alley when we were there, but where the Verona bowling alley used to be.
Yeah.
And they still have all the Hillbilly stuff. The high school still sets home of the Hillbillies.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember Earl Kim tried to turn it into the maroon and white.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody lost their mind over that. And he was like, I didn't realize I was stepping on a landmine. I'm sorry. And they're like, you can leave. And he did.
Yeah. There was already enough controversy when they got rid of the gun and the moonshine.
I still have a gun and moonshine shirt.
I do too. I got a bunch. I got it on glasses in my kitchen cabinet right now.
Yeah. Sick. Good to know. All right, that's now 45 minutes without going. Jesse, do you have an actual show you want to bring, or you just want to, like, we can just talk about it? But like, otherwise, I'll leave it open to the floor if anyone else has got something they want to watch.
Put it on the floor.
All right, Steve and or Sean, do either of you have a show ready to go?
I mean, I got my quiver full of random shows that I've kept for many years. And this one keeps saying Pickle Rick. I don't. He's been asking for that since before we were talking about Rick and Morty.
I mean, we've seen. We did Rick and Morty, although it wasn't found binge worthy the first time. I think the girls voted it. Now
let's ram that shit through. Let's ram the first 3 seasons of Rick and Morty through.
We talked about it, Steve. You okay with that? All right, I'm gonna go with yes then.
He is nodding vigorously.
I can see it through the camera. Sean and or Jesse, do you have a episode recommendation that we would say is like the binge worthy episode? Or Steve, now that you're back. But that's season 4.
Multidimensional TV. The first one of those was a quality episode.
Show me what you got.
And I'll be straight with you. I haven't watched any episode of Rick and Morty.
None. Really?
I have never had a desire to watch the show. I just felt like everybody who's watched it.
Oh.
You'd just be immediately accused of being a Redditor if you watched Rick and Morty.
Well, listen, now this is a good opportunity to go through the original. Reddit. Yeah, original 3 seasons.
That brings up the great point that the fans are what ruined the show.
Yeah, agreed. Like that fucking stupid sauce. Why did they even have to talk about it? Because it was mostly, like, it wasn't even good, if I remember. It was just corn syrup, right? It was, like, corn syrup with, like, Asian flavoring.
It's just, go buy a bottle of Kikkoman sweet and sour sauce, which is the worst sweet and sour sauce that you can buy. But go buy a bottle of that. It's pretty much Szechuan sauce.
Fair. All right, so what episode are we going to do? And this is going to be interesting. Now we got to impress Steve, remember. Hey. We're going to do Rick and Morty.
Yay.
Pickle Rick is definitely the one that, like, garnered the greatest notoriety. And, like, the amount of, like, Pickle Rick bongs and bowls that were made afterwards was hilarious.
That is true. But isn't Pickle Rick, like, season... it is season 3. Okay, so it is one of the first 3 seasons.
I know that's for a fact because he's made me watch it, like, 30 times.
Okay, so let's watch a different one. I do like the first intergalactic cable.
The real fake doors.
This child might stab me if you don't put up Pickle Rick. I'm just going to tell you.
I've stabbed you.
What do you want to do about it? How's that eye doing, by the way?
Oh, you stabbed him in the eye?
Yeah. Sean stabbed me in the eye when we were sick.
Yeah.
Damn.
And my dad put it up on the wall in my toy room and made me stare at it for like weeks.
we had such different upbringings, as you being an only child and me being the fourth of a hellion.
I was like, what am I doing with this?
I would actually appreciate it if the stick still existed, because I would like it.
I would send it to you if I had it.
Good Lord. All right, I'm just going to go by top rated episodes on IMDb. Rick and Morty, top rated.
IMDb.
Pickle Rick.
I'm telling you, he will stab me in the kidney. I don't know his blood type. I might not be able to have one of his kidneys.
Oh, fun story about kidneys. I have 3 kidney stones right now, and I'm getting surgery for them on Monday.
Damn. We were kind of talking about this. So, like, do you want to elaborate on what happened, or is it still kind of...
Oh, no. I'm thrilled to talk about this.
Please. Well, I'm looking for episodes.
I got my first kidney stone at 18, so this is nothing new to me. My record kidney stone is, I believe, 14 millimeters.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I have a 9, a 6, and a 7 in me right now, both sides. So the funny part about the way that they treat kidney stones in this modern day of technology is you go under general anesthesia, they put you on a table with stirrups, and then they're going to thread a laser about 1.5 feet up through your dick hole.
So you mean like the stirrups like that they use for like pregnancy? Like the
yeah, birth? Yeah. I'm on like an obstetrics table.
Okay.
They spend like an hour just lasering away stones inside your kidney. And then they have to put a stent in, which is a little plastic tube that runs from your kidney into your bladder. So they, because like they don't take them out, they just blast them into a million pieces. So you're just peeing out sand and blood for like a week afterwards.
Good Lord.
Oh man, like, it's terrifying. Like, women aren't upset by this because they're just like, that happens all the time. It's like, it doesn't come out of your urethra. And I'm just like, so I've pissed out a whole blood clot before. And oh my God, that was like a terrifying fucking thing. Cause like just a blob coming out of your dick. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
But they give you the good drug. So like, I'm
okay,
looking forward
to it. All right. Fair enough.
And I'm like a sociopath. Nah, it's not the right word, but I almost have Munchausen syndrome. I fucking love anesthesia. I love being in the hospital. like getting surgery. This is going to be my second major surgery of the year, and I'm fucking pumped about it.
That's awesome. You get like a frequent flyer card?
America, the person who drank stagnant well water, which had God knows what kind of amoeba and bacteria in it, and was out of school for a solid week, and missed, I don't know how many tests he missed that week, but...
Me?
No, please don't ever drink stagnant well water.
All right. You know what? That doesn't even list in like the top 10 worst things I've drank. I don't actually have any memories of a negative effect of that. You saying I was out of school for a week for that?
All I remember is we opened up the well, we dropped the bucket on a rope down at the bottom of it, we pulled the water up. I remember watching you drink it. I think you poured it into like a glass milk bottle. And then
it was we actually
you until the following Monday, and that was on like a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yeah, that just sounds like me faking being sick to try to avoid going to school. I did that a lot.
Fair.
And like that does match the MO of like doing something stupid that I know will be a good excuse to not go to school.
Fair. All right. Like, the top rated episode of Rick and Morty is season 3, episode 7, The Ricklantis Mix Up.
Is that with,
I believe I'm Pickle Rick.
Oh my God, this child is gonna hurt me.
Well, listen, I'm going by the top rated episode because we only got one shot.
Your quibble is with IMDb, not with Matt, please.
Pickle Rick is number 10. But no. if Steve
Pickle
is not
Rick
convinced,
is number 1.
Okay.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Yes. All right. For the love of God.
Season 3. All right. Let's hold on. Let me get this right.
Oh, that's the one where Candidate Morty. All right.
Is that you think that Jesse? Would you agree that deserves the 9.8 it has on IMDb?
Absolutely not.
That's no? Definitely. Okay.
Pickle Rick.
But again, the people voting on these are Rick and Morty fans.
Oh, okay. So what would your favorite be then? Is it still Intergalactic Cable?
Intergalactic. Pickle Rick. Everything that... I did today was just Pickle Rick.
I'm just going to let him heckle you guys till he gets it out of his system.
Birdman's Wedding, that was a great one.
Pickle Rick is number one. Not number 10. Number one.
Well, can just say that like Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Because it is your first time on the show, Jesse, I will leave it entirely in your hands. What episode do you want to watch?
Let me look up some Rick and Morty episodes real quick.
All right, very good. All right, Max, why?
Episode that we're watching is Pickle Rick.
Why don't you tell them why, instead of just yelling Pickle Rick over and over and over again, why don't you explain why you like that episode and persuade them?
So what happens is Rick is a pickle.
Don't recap. Just tell them why you like it.
Because... Pickle Rick is a killing machine.
That's true, actually. That is true.
That is true.
With you there.
And he has
Pickle
like,
Rick is what? I missed that.
Is
a killing machine.
Yeah.
Like,
can't argue
Rick
with him.
Rick is always a killing machine.
Yeah, because he kind of kills.
He's not always a killing machine. He's not always a pickle killing machine.
In fairness, he's only actually seen like 3 episodes of Rick and Morty because he's seen Pickle Rick so many times.
I'm going to go with Meeseeks and Destroy, season 1, episode 5.
That's a great episode. No, that's a good episode.
All right.
About good episodes.
That might have the most cultural significance because that brought existence as pain into the common vernacular.
You know what? You're not wrong. Okay. Without further ado, season 1, episode 5 of Rick and Morty, Meeseeks and Destroy. All right. I want to start with Steve, who has never seen a Rick and Morty episode. What are your thoughts? Is it as bad as you thought it was?
I don't think it's for me. I think I've aged out of it. I don't know. That's
what would get you? Yeah, I mean that's fine. What are your reasonings? Give me something.
I don't know. It just didn't click with me.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's go to. I know Max has some comments. Max, what you said it wasn't as good as Pickle Rick.
Give me.
Okay. Why?
It's more exciting, and more people die.
People. Yes.
There's
people
definitely a lot more death in this episode.
Yes, more Meeseeks die. But I agree, a lot more people die in Pickle Rick.
Yeah. I love Pickle Rick's laser gun.
I know you do. Yeah.
But there's lasers in a lot of episodes. What makes Pickle Rick so special, Max?
What makes Pickle Rick special?
He's Pickle Rick, bitch.
He hunts for sport.
Yeah,
that is fair. All right, Jesse, what are your thoughts? Why did you pick this episode? What makes this the best episode for you, or one of the best?
I'll be honest, this is my first rewatch of it, and like it didn't hit like it originally did. And I'm actually going to agree with Steve that I think I have aged out of this show a little bit.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. We were trying to get this through, and what changed?
What changed? I think knowing how the show progresses.
Ah, okay.
But I do greatly appreciate like this really sets up a lot of the drama between Beth and Jerry and their eventual divorce. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like is this show the first appearance of Wubba Lubba Dub Dub?
I think so.
So like for the Rick and Morty experience, this is a critical episode.
I would highly agree on that.
There are several things that are called back in future episodes, such as Morty getting every 10th adventure.
Yes.
Which is, you know, everyone likes seeing a child rapist get exploded.
I mean, yeah, listen, there are worse things to see. Or, yeah, I mean, that's pretty great. Okay, so, well, Sean, what are your thoughts? We got Max's opinion. What about you?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fair.
I wouldn't say I disenjoyed it. I think I just used to smoke a lot more weed when the show first came out.
Yeah, I don't know. I still like the show, but again, I definitely do not like anything past season three. I've tried many times to watch them. They're just not, they don't, like you said, they don't hit the same, but I still, maybe seasons one through three have a special place in my heart. Because it was before all the ridiculous hype and the Szechuan sauce and all that nonsense.
I think once like the Citadel of Ricks gets introduced and like the overall larger shit, and like, I think then it just becomes a mockery of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like what happens to a lot of shows, though. I mean, that, like, I'm pretty sure we've talked about the episode of South Park where Stan becomes, like, jaded.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of all of us at this point to, like, a lot of that shows, like South Park, Simpsons, Rick and Morty, King of the Hill to an extent, although King of the Hill, I think, ended probably at the right time. Futurama. Yeah.
How many times has Futurama been canceled at this point?
That's a lot. Good question.
More than Family Guy.
How many times has Futurama?
Family Guy was the first show ever brought back from cancellation, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it's definitely up there.
Yeah.
Wait, there's because no way it was only canceled twice.
Futurama?
Yeah.
No, it got canceled on Fox, got canceled on Comedy Central, and it got canceled on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So that's at least three.
Are we distinguishing cancellation from the series deciding that it is ending?
Oh, okay, maybe.
But then coming back.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
It's Matt Groening. What do you want? Like, he doesn't have anything else to do.
I mean, does he just like, but he still gets residuals from The Simpsons. Like, that could, like, he doesn't have to do anything.
No, he doesn't have to. He certainly doesn't have to keep making Simpsons episodes. And yet, he presents.
Is he still involved with the show much?
I have no idea.
I don't think so. I mean, he probably.
I feel like fair, those just make themselves at this point.
Yeah.
That was me. That's my bad.
I mean, he probably has. He's probably doing the Simpsons movie sequel.
They're making another Simpsons movie?
Yeah, they are making a second one, supposedly. Although, like, I don't know if it's going to be any as good as... Like, the first one was great because it was just a longer episode of The Simpsons back when Simpsons was...
I feel like The Simpsons movie was the nail in the coffin for me.
Really?
I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it at all, but they lost me the second that they made the president Schwarzenegger, not Rainier Wolfcastle. And that seems really petty,
yeah.
But like, yeah.
I mean, I would have much rather have Schwarzenegger president, but that's another story.
Without anyone looking it up, when did The Simpsons movie come out?
Well, unfortunately, I have Matt Groening's profile up, so I know it's 2007.
Yeah.
But
so, like, that was what, season 19?
That they had just done the 300th episode. I remember that. Because it was like 300 episodes, and then
who killed Mr. Burns?
That was season six.
Yes.
Who killed? Oh yeah.
And it was Maggie. Maggie killed Mr. Burns. But yeah, that was season 19. But I think
no.
So do they just make a movie every 19th season? Is that their like?
Are we at the 40th? Is that like what we're happening?
Right now, 38 or 39 this year.
Oh, so yeah.
The series premiere was December of 89.
How many seasons?
It from Tracy Ullman, in which case it would have been sometime in 87.
They have not. They've only done 37 seasons.
Only.
Only. That sounds awesome, but it's not. Yeah.
The way I like to think about it is when The Simpsons premiered, I was the same age as Maggie. When it was 10 years in, I was the same age as Bart, and now I'm the same age as Homer.
I know. That's what I've told Max. I was like, when I started this, I was Bart's age, and I am now Homer. I'm actually older than Homer, I believe.
Homer's age. Yeah, let's see. Because, like...
Well, Homer's age has been changed, retcon, several times.
36, 37, 38, somewhere in there.
Yeah, he's between 36 and 39 years old, depending on the season and depending on the what they need to fill or what they, you know.
Yeah, I'm also weirded out when they do flashback episodes and it flashes back to, like, them being in high school in, like, the 90s now.
Oh, yeah, they retconned it. Like, they did the Kurt Cobain episode is now Maggie's origin story because they had to retcon it.
See, I don't acknowledge that.
That's fair.
That didn't happen.
Yeah,
no, I disavow everything that happened once they started producing them digitally.
Hmm. When was that?
You can tell in the quality of the animation. It was probably around 13 or 14, for sure.
Well, I know it went HD around then.
Hmm.
But I don't know if, like...
I think season 8 is considered when, like, the golden era ended for the show.
Yeah, but I still think there's some good, solid episodes, you know, kind of going on.
Yeah. Grimes was season 8, and that's one of the best episodes.
What episode?
Grimes. Grimey.
That was season 8?
I think so, yeah. Right?
We would have only been 8 years old, man.
Season 8, episode 23.
Recently as yesterday, so...
Yeah, it came out in 1997, Homer's Enemy.
Age like every hour.
Can you not make me feel old, please?
I mean, we're constantly aging. Even you're aging, Max.
Yeah.
Right now.
He's like up to my shoulder. He's getting very old and very tall.
No. You are older than you were a minute ago. You're older than you were when we watched that Rick and Morty episode.
So
this is the youngest you'll ever be. And there it goes again.
Yep.
And again. And again. And again. Yes.
But if you move really, really fast, you'll age slower.
That is actually true. Or if you're closer to a black hole.
Yeah, you either need to find a black hole or you need to be in a police laboratory explosion and you need to tap into the Speed Force. Conveniently enough, there actually is the Harris County Sheriff's Office Police Laboratory, like, right around the corner from us. So,
like, what police laboratory is that? Just like
it's a warehouse of semen. It's a warehouse of semen.
I was gonna say crime scene, but yeah, that is more specific and accurate. All right,
who's at my warehouse?
I'm sure there's got to be drugs and blood in there too, right? Like,
where is this place?
Drugs are going to be an evidence lockup. They'll probably not be in the lab.
They might be analyzing it for, like, new drugs or whatever. Like, there's nothing new, right? They had, like, when those bath salts came out, when they did, they got to, like, do something on them, right? To figure out what they are.
Each other, they're like, which combination of these bath salts makes people eat each other?
Yeah.
First of all, the drug that was actually originally bath salts, 2-4 bromo dragonfly, that one was spectacular. Back in the day, you used to be able to buy research chemicals from Canada, and they were all the drugs that people want now, but you could just buy them on the internet, and they would show up in their chemically pure form, and this is what going to school in Vermont in your fucking 20s does, is you just fucking take weird drugs. My first day at college, I took 2CB.
Yeah.
I've actually taken 2CB. It's legal in Vancouver.
You're right. It probably wasn't as bad as my 2CB experience, because... I moved into the dorms. My roommate, who I hated and got to move out eventually by threatening to kill him, but that's a different story. He was just like, hey, I've got this random pill that someone gave me. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, God, no, yeah. I at least
he told me it was 2CB. But unbeknownst to me, this was like the first day of moving at the dorms. After I had taken it, they rounded up all of the freshmen, took us into this 200-year-old chapel, and gave us the sexual consent play.
Oh, my God.
While I'm coming up on a new hallucinogen that I had never taken before.
To be fair, 2CB, as far as hallucinogens go, is pretty, like, tame. It's actually, like, a lot more... I mean, the one I took was much more controlled, like, than, like, acid or, you know, anything else. It kind of just felt mellow.
It could have been 2CI. It could have been 2CE.
Okay. I just took whatever the head shop in Vancouver has. Like, it's so weird that when I go to visit my fiance, like, I can go downstairs in her apartment and just buy shrooms. or like any other hallucinogen, just like next to the weed. It's so fuck. Anyway,
I just call up one person, and every drug that I want is available to me.
I don't even know where you would get like 2CB in the United States.
Everything's just fentanyl now. I don't trust powders anymore.
That's fair. But no, they have it in a like a vape form now. Not that I know.
So when I was lived in Vermont again, I've lived in Vermont from 22 to 25 again because I'm doing a rerun of my life. Like I lived in Vermont again. I'm living in North Carolina again. If things keep going, I'm going to move back to California in a couple of years just because I'm, you know, doing a rerun of my whole life.
Which one has been the most enjoyable to rehash?
Wubba Wubba Dub Dub.
Fair enough.
But so I was running an escape room in Vermont and interesting job. But some 20-year-old University of Vermont student came in and did the stupidest thing I've ever seen someone do in an escape room.
All right, let's save that for the after show. So we should wrap this one up because we got very sidetracked. All of that to say, Rick and Morty, binge worthy, why or why not? Steve, we'll start with you.
I'm gonna go with just off that one episode, I probably wouldn't binge it.
Okay, that's totally fine. There's other episodes we could bring. I think we'd go total Rick Call, the one where they're locked in the house with the parasites. Where the first appearance of Mr. Poopy Butthole.
I do like me a good Mr. Poopy Butthole.
But anyway, that's okay. So it's just, you just think you've aged out? Is that the main crux of it, Steve?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be like a crogeny about it.
No, absolutely not.
I just found it like...
juvenile?
Funny guy, like Family Guy funny. Like I was like, oh, I liked it in the beginning, but now I'm like, okay.
Fair enough. That is a good enough point. Jesse, the one who picked the episode, but you said it didn't hit as hard. What are your thoughts? Would you binge it based on this one episode?
Would I binge it now? I would nostalgia binge. I think it would be very hard to get someone new to come into the show and binge it.
Okay, totally fair. And do you think that's still a product of the like toxic fandom? No, or is it just this is hard to watch in this day and age?
I think it's a product of the evolution of the cartoon space where there wasn't quite so much like an existential cartoon like this. That was a new thing when this came out. Like there wasn't. So when this was new, and as I say, as a nostalgia binge, yeah, also because they're 20-minute episodes. So like knocking out a season is just.
Fair enough. Sean, same question. What are your thoughts?
Off this episode, man, I did enjoy this episode. I don't know if it's enough of a hook. And I'm basing that mostly off his reactions because...
he's never seen it.
Right, but
I've seen it.
He has seen that episode, actually.
Oh, before. Okay.
It's like one of the three or four that he's seen.
Interesting. All right.
I don't know. I mean, I know there's other better episodes in there, so it's hard for me to separate that from... Because I don't really care about the fandom, to be honest with you. I stay...
That's actually very healthy.
In the same way I separate myself from Star Wars fans, most other...
GOT?
Whatever kind of fan.
Yeah, honestly. No, I get it.
I go my own way because, like, honestly, people really suck.
Yeah, a person is great. People suck.
Yes.
Fans, not fans.
That is the best lesson Men in Black ever taught me. A person can be great. People suck.
If you're trying to quote Men in Black, it's a person is intelligent.
Yes.
People are stupid.
No, yeah, but I was trying to, like, elaborate. I was trying to connect it. All right, I'm sorry, Jesse.
Man. Oh, me being a pedantic asshole? Well, who's going
to... We would run the fucking table.
Fair enough. But you're gonna give it a no based on this?
I mean, since it's already no anyways, I'll be the contrarian and say yes.
Okay. But I agree with you.
Only out of mild spite.
I honestly, like I said, if you're talking the first three seasons, it's absolutely a yes. The show falls off quick, but I will absolutely still say binging the first three is still good. Like, there are a lot of pop culture milestones in the show. And yes, Pickle Rick is one of them. But, like, there's a lot to the show that, like,
that kind of... I also think if you were more intoxicated, it's a better show.
That's also a good point, yes.
The more... Like, it ran... It originally ran at, what, the 11 o'clock or the 10:30 spot on Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
That is not a sober time slot.
They knew their audience. I know for it. Like, they knew what they were doing. I mean, the video game they made was called High on Life, which is literally the plot of which is you're invaded by aliens that want to, like, abduct humans because we're a very potent drug to, like, an alien race. So, like, the cartel of aliens comes down to, like, harvest people.
Anyway. That's a fucking Futurama line. Futurama. Human form.
That's like fucked up Twilight Zone shit. Anyway, all right. That about does it for this episode of Binge Worthy. Thank you so much, Jesse. I hope you will come back. I hope you had fun. This is what we do. This is it. We just bullshit and add a TV show in the middle.
I'll be more prepared next time.
No worries. This is it. Like, again, you just have to talk, and that's kind of what we do.
We're old school, not being prepared. So
exactly. That's kind of the way this show works. Does anybody have a final thought?
Next before time we have to watch Pickle Rick.
I really hope this kid doesn't stab me.
Existence is pain.
Yeah, that's true. This is very true.
I will say that.
Being in your late 30s.
I mean, that's part of existence, right? It is just... All right.
How much do I win this year on my birthday, Sean, if I'm still alive?
Well, since you're not drinking anymore, and the original bet was, I believe, a case of beer, I don't know. What are you going to do with that?
I do still drink, but I don't drink in the town that I live in.
What is there? All right, let's end this.
Self-imposed blue loss.
Let's leave this, and then we'll go to the after show for the Patreons. Have a good night, everybody.
Pickle Rick.
Adios, my fucking.
Pickle Rick. Pickle Rick.
What's the payment here?
No, it's Pickle Rick. Dang it now.
He's an alpha.
He's Pickle Rick, yeah. Okay, so we have two stories to address. Number one, I want to hear this alcohol. Three, actually, the alcohol. What happened? Well, why don't you drink in your town you live in? Is it just is there a person or people you're trying to avoid?
Oh no! Like I developed a serious alcohol problem at several points in my life.
Fair.
And
I'm intimately familiar with this. If you would need any,
interrupt story time. I'm going to pop off for a second. I'm going to pop back in. I'm going to change.
Got it. You got it.
All right. I'll be there.
Just the cost of drinking anymore.
Totally
like
fair.
At bars that I don't know everyone.
Fair enough.
Is less fun. So I drink when I go back to New Jersey or I go back to DC. Do you know that I own a bar in DC?
You own a bar in DC and you don't even live there? That's fucking awesome. What happened? How did this happen?
So my brother and my sister-in-law are the other two owners. I still own 20% of it, and it got to the point where like I was just like, all right, cool. I stay working here, I'm not going to speak to either of you ever again.
So it's an Always Sunny situation, like literally exactly.
So my actual official title when we first started was I was the Charlie. If you can find my Instagram profile, I believe the Charlie work description is actually still my description of myself.
That's fantastic. Also, one of the best episodes of Always Sunny, just to put it out there.
Always Sunny, I'm going to say, for their 20-year run, has probably had more solid hits than a show of that length usually gets.
I would wholeheartedly agree. Obviously, there's been some misses, but overall, that show is incredible. And the fact that it's had the longevity it has is... mind-blowing.
My problem with the show now is that they've all made too much money and look too healthy.
Yes, yeah, they look younger now, or like D and like, well, they could have You know the thing that bothers me is they could have played up D and Max plastic surgery. Like, they could have made that a whole part of the show, and they just completely ignore it. And it's just like, we're supposed to just accept that they look like this now. Like, Mac has undergone so many transformations between seasons. Like, Fat Mac is amazing. And, like, going back, like, so...
And then Rip Mac?
Yeah, and then Rip Mac. Like, they could have explained it away, and they just kind of let it go, and that kind of annoys me.
I think because they already did the gag with Rip Mac when they did it for the show, and okay. then... Rob Mac actually turned into like a little bit of a crazy person and hung out with Ryan Reynolds too much, and that's now fair. has the whitest teeth on earth.
That is totally fair. That's what happens when you hang out with anybody from Vancouver. Steve, is there anything you want to talk about before Jesse like takes the whole after show and what's on your mind?
I mean, what do we have? One other show I did want to tell you I recommend.
Okay, yeah, lay it on me.
Cape Fear.
Is it good? I've heard good. Things.
It's good. It's really good for a horror show. It's a really good start.
I love Javier Bardem. I was a little worried like Amy Adams is like...
He crushes it. He really fucking crushes it. He's really good.
Okay. And Patrick Wilson rules and is also does a lot of horror. So some of the best horror movies ever have come from under. Yeah, but like...
I'm so impressed.
Okay. Cape Fear. Good to watch. I will keep
it. It's a little bit of a weird start, but... Don't want that, but it's like the first like 2 minutes of the show. Otherwise, it's great.
Oh, this is a recent show. Okay, yeah, good. So like we could watch that next week.
It's going on right now. Yeah, it's only on like the fifth episode.
Sick. Maybe we'll watch an episode next week, depending on if we have anything else pressing. All right, good to know. Cape Fear. Jesse, I had two other things written down. Topics.
The worst thing someone could ever do in an escape room.
Yes, get to that one, and then I want to do where was it? That was the escape room one. There was something else we talked about earlier that we said put a pin in it. Shit. All right. Well, we'll talk about the escape room and I'll try to figure out what it was.
Escape room. So, the escape room in Vermont, cool. People are going to bring in their weed pens and their vapes and everything. And like, I'm going to not care because I don't care.
Sure.
But did you know that there are DMT cartridges?
Oh, God. Really? No, I did not know. Well, yeah, maybe. Anyway, that's not something you take before you go to an escape room.
No, and it's really not something you take once you're already locked inside of it.
Holy shit, I can't even think about that.
So, the great thing is, like, this was like a big company. We had, like, 20 locations around the country. So, I'm watching this happen live because I'm, like, viewing all of these escape rooms and, like, running the rooms. But everyone else in the company can also remote into my cameras.
How often do they do that? Is this one of those things that's like only they watch the cameras when it's a lawsuit type thing, or do they do it when they're bored?
Oh, no. Well, we always have to watch when there's people in the room. Like,
oh, no, you do. But like, how often do your bosses like kind of like, you know?
So they'll review any incidents. They do audits of our escape rooms of like, how well did you run it? And like, was there anything done wrong? Just because they were for an escape room company, they were oddly huge dicks about everything. I will not mention the company.
Fair enough.
It's not the Great Escape. I will tell you that much. But touché. It's a very similar named company.
Good to know.
As far as like everyone logging in to watch stuff, no. What happens is there was a group chat of managers, and if anybody had something stupid happening in one of their escape rooms, they would put it in the group chat, and all of the other managers would log in to watch stupid stuff happen.
Amazing. All right, I want to hear about this, like, because DMT is like 20, 30 minutes, like, average. So, like, but escape rooms, what, an hour you have to get out? So,
yep.
That's got to be a really stupid time. Tell me what happened.
So, the escape room that they were in was called a Mountaintop Murder.
Okay.
And it's set in like a cabin in the woods, and there is a serial killer coming to find you. Sure. And the first room of it is all AstroTurf, and it's set up like the front yard of this cabin.
Sure.
I go in, you know, I give them all the rules, I explain to them the story, I give them a couple free hints, and I get out of the room, and you know, timer starts, music starts, the action starts. This kid, about a minute and a half in, hits this DMT cartridge.
Oh God.
And like his friends are just stare at him and just like, dude, what are you doing? And about 15 seconds later, he just goes into a fetal position and just lies in this corner. And there's like a doghouse in this front part of the escape room. That's one of the puzzles.
Yeah.
And he's just trying, and it's locked. There's a lock on it, and he's just trying to climb into it for like, and just like crying on the ground.
Oh my god!
His friends did manage to do the escape room successfully.
Oh wow! Did they like ignore him, or did they try to like?
So from what I perceived as like what was happening, this is not the first time this person had done some stupid shit like this.
That's fair. Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're going to walk around with a DMT cartridge.
Yeah, you already have stuff, other stuff going on if you need that kind of escape on a regular basis.
So, like, they just sort of ignored him, like, as opposed to, like, situations I've been in where someone's having a bad trip where, like, you know, someone, people usually try to help or, like, console you or tell you everything. They just sort of left him in the corner and made jokes about him.
Yeah, that only happens if they've done this, like if they've tried to console him at least a dozen times. So
it's I didn't go back and rewatch it with all the audio, but like I'm assuming someone says like I'm making up names here, just like fucking Frank again.
Yeah. Okay. So did you have to call the cops or something, or like, you know, or like an ambulance? Like if the guy's in the fetal position in the floor of the entire, or like do you kind of just let it happen?
No, I let it happen.
Okay.
Cops in an ambulance are not going to make someone tripping any better.
No, absolutely not. But I didn't know if he was like actually in, you know, any sort of danger or to him, you know, anyway.
Yeah, like I was watching it and like, again, you know, by the time the escape room ended, he was fine. He was enlightened. He had a great sense of accomplishment.
Did you mention anything to him? By any chance?
No. Like, okay. However, I did mention it in my rules to all subsequent groups when I got, like, you know, a questionable-looking group coming in.
Yeah.
I'm just like, cool, there's no vaping in there, and especially I'm going to give you a warning about someone who did something very stupid. There's definitely no vaping DMT. Like, the trick to being a good escape room host is you got to get the laughs going early.
That's a good thing. All right.
Funny thing is, I have never done an escape room in my life.
Really? Do you think you'd be good at it?
I don't know. The only ones I've done are ones where I had all the answers to everything already.
Okay, that's totally fair. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be good at an escape room. I keep like one of my favorite shows as of late is Taskmaster. I don't know. Have you like this British show?
Yeah,
like, Yeah. And like I always from like the armchair assume like, oh, I would do this task like, but I like in the moment apparently it's completely different. So I probably would just not have any answer for anything. So I've never done
this. Have you watched Game Changer?
I do watch Game Changer. Yes, I love Richard Osman. In the other room, I have his books. I love his books too.
Yeah. So, like Game Changer, I think that is actually one of the best pieces of media on the internet of like non-fictional.
Yeah.
It's Dropout is one of the few subscriptions where I don't feel bad about paying them.
I try to bring a lot of British like shows, like panel shows to this show. I brought In a 10 Cats Does Countdown, Laugh Out Loud. Like I do all of these. Like I am a huge fan of all of those. Like it's the same like 30 British comedians who do all of it, but I love them all.
All right. Yeah.
No. Okay. I mean, that's just me.
No. I'm just thinking about other Dropout shows, if any of them would be reasonable to bring to this podcast. But like
it's hit or miss with Steve and Sean on the British stuff. But I love
it's Sam Reich on the.
Yeah,
I think we're talking on like Smarty Pants, the one with Hank, the Smarty Pants with Hank Green is spectacular.
Yeah, I agree.
The Chewy Decimal System.
Fair enough.
What was your other note? What other story did I not finish?
I missed it. I knew I had it, but I didn't write it down. So we will have to save it for next time when I go through the footage to edit this. We will keep that in there. Sean has just joined. We are that's all the stories or all the things I had planned. Do you have anything, Sean?
For what?
No, just the end. Like anything you want to talk about here at the after show. Well, you have the floor.
One thing coming up that I'm looking forward to is the season 2 premiere at the beginning of July of X-Men 97.
Yes. Yeah. That's actually happening. I really hope it's good. Yes. The first season was pleasantly surprising, and I think they can continue. But
yeah,
who knows with Disney at this point?
Have you guys done the pit yet?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
100%. We had a time where we talked about like the pit as, cause we like watched an episode at the beginning of season two. And then every week we had like a 10-minute segment where we just talked about like what happened on the pit last week. Like gossiped about it. I love that show. I think we all do.
Yeah. We'll probably rededicate another episode to it when it comes back.
Agreed. I mean, it's coming back soon. It's coming back in January.
Yeah.
So,
and they just started filming now. So that's a tight schedule.
Yeah, I mean, apparently that show is really, like, they've said they've gone back to, like, an old-school, like, shooting schedule, and, like, it's easy to do because they never leave location. So, like, they can film...
Every episode is a bottle episode.
Yeah, exactly. Every episode's a bottle, and, like, they just get the cast in there for, like, 2 weeks, and they just film it all. So, apparently, it doesn't take long.
Ooh, I could bring up ER next time, though.
We do all love ER. Well, at least Sean and I, Steve and I do. I don't know. Sean, what's your feelings on ER?
I haven't really watched ER. I think I would be down for that. There's a bunch of older shows that we haven't brought. Like, no one, I don't think we've ever brought, I know Crystal wanted to bring Sopranos. No one brought that.
Yeah. Or Sons of Anarchy, too. We never did. She wanted to do that, but.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what else. There's some other good stuff that's older.
127 Emmys. Can't argue with that.
No, absolutely not. Michael Crichton is one of the, you know, I love Michael Crichton.
At least up until when Mark Green died, and then it fell off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it had some ups after that. Like, there are some later seasons that are good when they brought John Stamos. Those were awesome. I don't know. That's just me. I love the John Stamos era.
Current Beach Boys drummer John Stamos?
Is he really the current... Beach
He's
Boys
been
drummer?
The Beach Boys drummer for a very long time.
Okay, yeah, I'm out of really that.
Possibly our entire, since Kokomo.
Yeah. Honestly, and like, that was my first concert.
Really?
And I don't think he was drumming for them then, but it probably not too long after that.
Stamos has a good episode on Drumeo, if you ever want to watch that.
I love Drumeo. I watch so much Drumeo.
All right, I'll have to watch this then. I do love me some John Stamos. Yeah. So, what were you? Sorry, you were talking. What show is coming back in June?
Oh, in June. July 2nd is X-Men 97 season 97. 2.
We talked about that. Yeah, good.
We got Hot D coming back on Sunday.
Yes.
And I've heard a bunch of people who have seen it have said that the first episode is phenomenal. So I'm pumped for it.
Awesome. We'll talk about this next week.
Yeah.
I like it.
Trying to think of what else. There's good stuff out there. I don't know.
Yeah, agreed. And I want to watch Cape Fear. While you were gone, Steve was giving it
I gotta watch Cape Fear. Yeah.
Javier Bardem is awesome. And I liked Amy Adams in a couple things. I liked her in, what was that Alien movie? It was good.
Annihilation?
Arrival. Annihilation was Natalie Portman. And
thank you.
You know, I love the comic book of that, but the only thing anyone talks about with Annihilation is the fucking bear, which I understand. But like, that movie does not get enough credit. It was just very, very funny you bring that up. But yeah, because the bear is all people remember about that movie.
I don't know. It's also guilt by word association with Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which we don't need to talk about.
That's also fair. Did you watch Mortal Kombat 2, by the way, yet?
No, not yet. Okay. I might have to either get it on the high seas or just wait till it's streaming at home.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, then. Well, that's 2 hours. You guys got a long episode tonight, so you're welcome. Steve, anything else from you before we wrap it up?
No, that's all.
Very good. All right. Well, then I will see you all back here next week.